This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 11/24/2020. This is show number 165. So, Nick, yesterday, nice rally there, huh?
We had a very good rally yesterday. It was really led by the Russell 2000. And if you recall, the Russell 2000 represents small cap companies in the United States. And that's definitely a positive for the markets in the near term. The Russell 2000 index has been a laggard really since 2018. And now it's actually making new all-time highs, and it's up 9% on the year. And it's really the leader actually on the daily chart now, better than even the NASDAQ, which is the best performer this year. But the Russell chart is a better looking chart now.
That's pretty remarkable, yeah, because the NASDAQ has been leading the market literally for years. And now out of nowhere, here comes the Russell 2000.
Yeah, the Russell 2000 has come on. And if you recall, if you take a look at it, anybody wants to look at a chart of the Russell, what they'll notice is when we had the September sell-off, the Russell really declined the least. And it was the first to rally back, where the NASDAQ composite did not really do that. The NASDAQ did, you know, the NASDAQ's still not above its September 2nd top. And I don't think anybody realizes that. We topped out on the NASDAQ around 12,074 on September 2nd. And, you know, right now we're at 11,926 on the NASDAQ. If you take a look at the Russell put a little bit of a high in on August 11th. At 159, it had a shallow pullback in September, and now it's up at 183. So the Russell has really been a stellar performer, and that's a trade I actually am regretting that I closed out about a week ago for, you know, a 10% gain. But the Russell has been really just an outperformer and continues to remain very strong right now.
All right, and what about the financials? How are they doing from this rally?
The financials yesterday were very strong, and they've been continuing to climb. Today, J.P. Morgan is up $4, and that's about 3.35% gain for JPM. But all of the financial stocks, even Wells Fargo, that's up 7% today, trading at $28. And we've been talking a little bit about these financials showing some life, and they've really caught a big, big bid here. Citigroup up $2.13, so that's a 4% move. Wells Fargo up 7%, JPM up 3.2%, Morgan Stanley up 2.6%, Bank of America up 3.7%. So it's really been big cap financials are really taking off right now.
Yeah, so what do you think that's telling us ahead for the economy and the market?
Well, I think that's a lot of this is seasonality, where you're going into that holiday spending season. You do have some positive news on the vaccine front, and the market seemed to like that, as you do have airline stocks and transports up as well. The transports, which we didn't talk about, they're up 2.2%. So markets are looking forward right now, and so far everything looks pretty good. I think we could see this rally continue for at least the near term, and then when we get towards the end of the year, we'll reevaluate.
All right. So also, what's the volume looking like in this rally?
No, the volume is light. The volume today, we have the spiders trading just 12 million shares as of, you know, 10:40 in the morning. It's really light. Yesterday's volume was anemic as well. We only traded 63 million shares on the spiders. That's peanuts. So again, it's a holiday week. You know, the market's going to be closed, obviously, for Thanksgiving. They'll have a half day session on Friday. So we're looking at extremely light volume. And this is what you expect. You know, this is what I expect during a light volume week.
And it's so easy to manipulate the market during a light volume week as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't really have a lot of selling pressure. So you get a lot of, you know, any buying you get just lifts the market if you don't have any sellers. So that's the positive. And, you know, again, usually we'll see this around the Thanksgiving week all the way into around the first, second week of the new year. This year, I'm not so sure we'll go that long, but I do think right now the volume is light and the markets are holding up really, really well.
Hey, one thing, a major happening today, you could perceive it as being major. There's now a big number two in town in terms of wealthiest person in the world. The Bill Gates, Moderna crew has been pushed aside by Elon Musk. He is now worth $127 billion, and he's creeping up on Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I did see that. Elon Musk now in second place, surpassing Bill Gates. The funny thing is, him and Bill Gates, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
So I think there'll be a little battle going on here for net worth dominance, and we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any difference in the market other than the fact that the rally in Tesla the other day upped his net worth by $7.2 billion.
Yeah, well, I have to say, today Tesla's up again another 4%, so he's steadily climbing that chart.
You can't even conceive of these numbers, but I think it's also an indication of a speculative boom taking place here.
Yeah, yeah, you have you're definitely seeing stocks like Tesla. You know, when it was added to the S&P 500 last week, it hasn't really stopped going higher. So we'll see where, you know, this thing really wants to go. It's a little bit overbought, but it's not parabolic yet. So that's the positive, if there is one, for Tesla at this stage of the game. But a lot of people don't realize Elon Musk is launching rockets into space. He's got some other businesses going on too. So he's diversified out there in quite a few different ways. So I'm glad to see it. I actually like what the guy does. I like his innovation. I don't own an electric vehicle yet, but one day I suppose we're
it's
all going to have to.
You're not going to have a choice.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to go in and they will have museums in every car dealership. This is the way it used to be, and you'll show your kids and say, you know, when I was growing up, we had to take this stuff called gasoline, and it was real stinky, and put it into the tank, and then it burned it and polluted and everything else, and now we have electric, so isn't it wonderful? Hey, energy stocks.
Energy stocks, yeah, they've been on fire. So the energy stocks, and I missed this move. I really didn't think they would have a reaction the way they are, but I mean, oil's up around $45 a barrel now, just shy of $45 a barrel. The XLE, which is the Energy Select Spider Fund, up another 4% today. XOP, which is oil and gas exploration, up another 4.5% today. I mean, these are some remarkable moves in the energy stocks. I did not think that we would see anything like this. But I guess due to the coronavirus vaccines that are being announced almost daily, I guess markets are anticipating airlines are going to get going again. And the energy stocks have skyrocketed, even the refinery stocks, Phillips 66. This thing was down to around underneath $45 last month. Now it's $68. You have, Holly Frontier, Valero. These things are all soaring. And then you have the oil services names. There, you know, oil services, the OIH, if you look at that ETF, it's up about 6.5% today. I mean, it's just tremendous, tremendous moves in everything energy right now. There's no red on my screen when I look at my energy sector.
Hey, well, where there's red, though, is in the precious metals sector getting slammed again.
Yeah,
today.
You do have gold getting hit today. It looks like as we speak, gold futures are down 37.5 points, trading right around that 1800 dollar marker, and they may pull back a bit more. I wouldn't rule that out. When you look at the GLD, that is down about $3 and change. That's about a 1.8% decline today. But overall, I think when you look at the bigger picture pattern, there's nothing terrible here. That's good to have a correction, get everybody, shake out all the weak hands, and then gold will become a buying opportunity. As I said yesterday on a program, I'm eyeing several gold miners right now, and I hope they get down to my levels soon, because I'll be jumping on board them momentarily if they do hit my numbers. I do have a little bit lower to go in a few of them, but they're starting to look very, very attractive.
And one thing that was pointed out to me by a bullion dealer by the name of Andy Schechtman is that we're getting to the point where the contract rolls over. What's been happening in COMEX which never happened before, is that there's a classification. There used to be commercials, specs, and now there's this one called other, which is sovereign wealth funds, family offices, and other actually takes delivery of the metal. So the COMEX is turning into a delivery market, which it never was before. So now the games people play, they've got to beat this down as much as possible to try to get the out-of-the-money contract holders on the futures exchange to not execute, to not exercise and stand for delivery.
Oh, that's interesting to know. You know, me as a chartist, when I look at these stocks, I kind of can figure out, you know, where they want to go. And when I look at a lot of the gold miners right now, they still have some a little bit lower to be forced down to, but they've taken out some key levels here, but they'll be coming into support pretty soon, I would think, over the next week or two. We probably see gold miners as a buying opportunity.
All right. And because if Andy is correct in his analysis, once the contracts roll over, then they can let the price go where it is until they play the same game next year, or next, you know, I guess it'll be next month, or next year for that matter, because it's kind of a quarterly, I think there are main contracts that are for delivery and the others are not. I don't remember. I used to know all this stuff. I haven't followed it that closely for years. And I guess we'll find out what's going to happen next. Anyways, go over there, take a look at Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz, and make sure you send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. And Nick, we will catch up with you tomorrow and we'll see how this rally ends up.
This concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. For more information, go to inthemoneystocks.com and see Nick's full trading record, or check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS and at Nick Santiago 01.